Shanti, Shanti. Shanti, Shanti, peace, peace, peace. Good afternoon. It is good being with you once again. I welcome you with all my heart. Good to see all of your smiling faces once more. Happy face. Let's see the happy face. Be happy. Be happy right now. There's nothing in this world that will make you unhappy. Nothing. What would make you unhappy? There's absolutely nothing that would make you unhappy. Except your thoughts, your thinking, your belief, your habit patterns that you've carried around for years and years. Only this will make you unhappy. You're thinking about the past and thinking about the future. Instead of staying centered right now in the moment, you choose to think about the past and the future. In this moment, nothing is going on. In this moment, there's total peace, total love, total joy, total harmony. But when you start thinking about it, it changes, doesn't it? The idea is to stay centered in the moment, in total harmony, in total joy, in total peace. Stay totally centered without thinking at all, if you can. And you'll see that you'll always be happy. Where there's a power and a presence that takes care of everything. It is the self, which is always happy, pure, peaceful. This is you. If you stay centered. Again, most of you are waiting for me to give you a lecture or a talk or a sermon or whatever you call it. But what if I told you that the talk you're waiting for me to give you is already within you? Everything that I'm saying to you, you already know. It's within yourself. Everything I'm sharing with you is within yourself. You are that. You've always had it. There's nothing new I'm telling you. Everything you've got it all. Within you, right now, right this minute. You brought with you at birth. When you were born, everything came with you. Everything. You have created me out of yourself. I am merely an image of yourself. If you weren't born, I would not exist. It is because you were born that I exist for you. You gave me birth, as well as the entire universe. It is you who gave birth to God. It is you who gave birth to all the goddesses, all of the gods, all the worlds, all the universes. Before you were born, where were they? Did they exist? For whom did they exist? You don't know that anything existed before you were born. You say that everything existed before you were born. And that's just a dream. When you were born, everything came into play. When you took birth, everything happened like it did now. You created everything. Think about this, ponder this. It is out of you that all things emanate. The gods that you pray to, the beings that you see, the world, the universe that you see, is all an expression of yourself. Nothing else. Consequently, see only the good. See only the happy, the joy, the peace. See only that that you wish to experience. For everything you see becomes your experience. Why believe something is wrong someplace? Why believe something is not right? And blame someone. When you gave birth to it yourself. It is your creation. This is something you should always be aware of. Always. I am sitting here talking to you. But I've come out of you. And the things that I say to you, you already know, they're within yourself. Feel this. You are the one. There's no one else but you. Either not two of you, or three of you, or four of you, there's only the one. Only the one expressing as yourself. On Thursday, we were discussing the easiest and fastest way to solve a problem, to get out of your misery that you may be in, get out of your depression, whatever, is to love yourself. Yeah, some people didn't get it too much. I received 4 or 5 phone calls regarding this. I didn't elaborate on it too much. We'll discuss a little bit now. People ask me whether you love the higher self, you love the lower self. How do you love yourself? It's true that if you love yourself, there would be no problems for you at all. Nothing. There would be total harmony and happiness all of the time. If you learn to love yourself, and the self I'm speaking about is not the higher self, but the lower self. Well, mostly you don't understand what the higher self is at all. You just read about it, you heard me speak about it, people have told you about the higher self, but you have not had a direct experience of it. So as far as you're concerned, no higher self exists for you. So how can you love it? It's an illusion. As far as your lower self is concerned, that appears to be your physical material self. That's a self that's a sinner, that makes all kinds of mistakes, does all the wrong things perhaps, has to struggle to survive. That's the lower self. Surely you're not going to love that self. So what self do you love? You love the self that appears in the moment. In the moment, the self that appears has no problems, has nothing to do with higher selves or lower selves. It just is. As you begin to love the self without thinking about it, things begin to happen. You're loving the self that's in the now, the self that's in the moment, the self that appears every moment for moment for moment. That is the self that you love. It has no past, no future. The self I'm referring to is born every moment, fresh and new. That is the self that you love continuously. But when your mind starts playing tricks on you, bringing up the past or the present or the future, you can't love it then. Let go. You may look in the mirror and feel the love for the self that you see in the moment. There's no past, no background, no future. So the question again arises, how do I make love to this self? You imagine in your mind the most beautiful thing you can ever comprehend. Think of somebody or something that you have fantastic love for. It may be your dog or your cat or a person or a place or a thing. Something in your life that you love ultimately with no strings attached. It may be a deity. It may be the Buddha, or the Christ, or Krishna. Or a teacher, or something that means something to you, that you have unconditional love for. You have to have unconditional love for this, whatever it is. Then feel that love and realize that love that you're feeling is for yourself. You are that yourself. You are the Krishna. You are the God. You are the Buddha. You are the Christ. You are the deity. You are the guru. It is you, yourself. And feel that love. This requires practice. But I can assure you, if you practice this, you'll see results very fast. Loving yourself is one of the oldest spiritual techniques in the world. that most people never understood it because they think they have to love the self that they are that appears. And they think they have to love God. You can't love God, you don't know what God is. You can't love Brahman, or the Absolute Reality, or pure awareness. We don't experience these things. You have to love something that you've experienced. And that is yourself. And it expands, becomes omnipresent, all-pervading. If you're doing this correctly, you will then see that you can go out and love everything that you see. Everyone. Without qualification. You will not let anyone out of your love. And it will not be an effort for you to do this. It is then that beautiful things happen to you. It is then that you start to feel something that you never felt before. Something so grand, so joyous, so wonderful, so beautiful. And it's always been yourself. That's the funny thing about it. It's always been you. You are not what you think you are. No one is. You are not the body, nor the mind, nor the experiences. Nor are you the doer. This is not you. You're not the person who made all the mistakes in the past. You feel sorry for herself or himself. This is not you at all. Just the way you appear right now. This is God appearing. This is Brahman appearing. Remember, they are not two selves. There's not a higher self and a lower self. There's only the self. And you are that just the way you are right now. This moment. There's nothing you have to do to make it happen. To make it appear. You don't have to beseech it, or petition it, or pray to it, or desire it, or want it. You have to be. Just be. Be that which you always were. Be that now, this moment. Pure unconditioned self, to Brahman. Nothing else exists but you. You are the one. You have always existed. There never was a time when you were born, or that you die, or that you prevail in between. Who prevails? There's no one to prevail. There's no one to experience anything. There's no one to express anything. There's no one to be anything. Know yourself as boundless space. As pure awareness. Feel it. Feel it in your heart. Feel how good it feels. There's only joy. Only love. Give up thinking. The only power your thoughts have is the power that you give it yourself. When you laugh at your thoughts, they dissipate, they go away. When you believe your thoughts, they become more powerful. They make up all kinds of things. Know that you're already free. Know that you're already liberated. You do not have to take courses, find teachers. Do meditation. You are totally, absolutely free right now. Total freedom. Free of everything that's happened to you in the past. Free of karma. Free of samskaras. Free from the illusion of samsara. You're not that person that has to experience karma. That person is dead, never existed. For whom is their karma? That's for the one who believes they're a body. As you give up your body right now, you give up karma also. You give up everything. And you become totally free. The world can never harm you when you know who you are. When you believe you're the ocean, you have everything. When you believe you're the bubble on the ocean that comes and goes, then you have things for short amounts of time. The bubbles burst on the ocean, the waves come and go, but the ocean remains the same. When you go to the movie, look at the screen, you see images. Images changing, changing, changing. There's the beginning, the middle, and the end. The images. But the screen always remains the same. The screen never changes. Would you rather be the screen or the images? The screen is always at peace, just stands there, unaffected by anything. different movies are shown on the screen continuously, day after day, week after week, year after year. The images come and go, but the screen remains the same. Look at your life that way. If you become affected by the vicissitudes of life, then you're like the images. And identifying with the images. When you can take a step backwards and just observe and watch the images, which are people, places, things, then nothing can harm you. For you like the screen. So you make your choice. What do you want to be? Like the ocean, the screen, or like the bubbles in the ocean, and the images on the screen? Know who you are. You do not have to find yourself or look for yourself, because you're never lost. Your nature is consciousness. Your nature is pure awareness. Your nature is absolute reality. This will never change, no matter what you do to yourself. No matter how you abuse yourself, you can't change your divine nature. You never change that. No matter what appears to be going on in this world, what's happening in this world doesn't matter. What's happening in your life matters, the way you react to things, the way you judge things. This determines what happens to you. So become like a person who does not react to things . Does not judge things, leave things alone. And become totally free. Why not do this now? Those of you who have trouble with what I'm talking about, we need a technique to work with. There's a technique we can practice together, which will help tremendously. We'll do this now. Close your eyes. As you inhale, say to yourself, "Who am I?" Before you exhale, say to yourself, "I am Brahman." And as you exhale, say to yourself, "I am not the body." You're inhaling, you say, "Who am I?" In between exhaling and inhaling, you say, "I am Brahman." In exhale, you say, "I am not the body." If you don't like to use the word Brahman, you can change it to whatever you like. saying is that I am the Christ, I am Buddha. Say whatever you want. But understand what you're doing. You are declaring the truth about yourself. Who am I? As you inhale, I am Brahman before you exhale. I am not the body. It's an exhalation. Let's practice this for a while. I'm the guru. From the guru time. Henry is trying to bring us up. What? You turned the heat on.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sam, you're just getting to get hot.
The first thumper.
Maybe it's Stumpy. I don't know.
Stumpy. Could be.
I hope one really stumps you one day. That would be a great day.
Robert? Since your identification with self is complete, and there's a tiny little question mark, why does your body not drop away?
Who says my body has not dropped away? If you see a body, I can't help you. Who tells you to see a body? Where does this vision come from? Who has it? Who tells you that I'm a body? This is what your limited vision shows you. This is what it tells you. I can assure you, I'm not a body, neither are you. See, nobody's here at all. Nobody is home. You see all the bodies sitting here? You're seeing a mirage, an illusion. It does not exist. Always remember it's you who see these things. And you should inquire, to whom do these things come? That's the best method of getting rid of this. By inquiring, who sees this? To whom does it come? Who feels it? I do? Well, who am I? Keep doing this until the body form disappears. I'm just saying I did not see you as a body. If I didn't see you as a body, I wouldn't be able to function with you. But I see you as a bubble in the ocean. And an image on the screen. But for some reason I'm able to go through it and see the ocean and see the screen. When I keep my mind on the image. And since there's one screen, or one ocean, I always see myself wherever I look. Therefore, I see what's perfect and pure and happy and joyous.
As a follow-up to that, Robert, could you tell me who or what was feeling warm and had to take the jacket off?
Whatever you feel it was. What do you think it was? Whatever you believe, that's what it is. As I said, if I didn't have a sort of image of a body, I wouldn't be able to function, I wouldn't be here. So what you see, the body has to eat, has to drink, is warm or cold or whatever. But it's not a body. It appears to be a body. It's all an appearance. And the sky appears blue. Well, it's not blue. It just appears like that. As the cloud seems to rest on top of the mountain peak. But the cloud is not resting on the mountain peak. As it was in the mirage. There's no what at all, it's only a mirage. So does the body appear to be real too. The body appears this way. Yeah, it doesn't exist. If you investigate closely, you will see it doesn't exist. If you truly investigate the nature of the body, you will see there's no body that exists and never has existed. But yeah, it goes on as if it does exist. But it doesn't exist. Nothing exists. What we call the self exists as the self and nothing else. It is a self-contained absolute reality. And that's your nature, that's what you really are. As you contemplate your nature, you become what you contemplate eventually. So do not contemplate yourself as a body going through experiences, having problems, going through this, having to do that. Contemplate yourself as a Brahman, as the absolute awareness. Always catch yourself. Remember to see yourself in your true image. You may forget for a while, but catch yourself more and more. And as you keep catching yourself, the time will come when you don't have to think about it at all. You'll no longer be a body or a mind or an ego. You'll be free and liberated. Next case.
There's one word I can't make on this. Is sickness just a purification system to get rid of extreme
negativity?
Could be. Thank you, Fred. Off the planet. Is the goal of sickness just the self cleansing the body of a person and the earth planet?
If there's no body, what needs cleansing? If a body doesn't exist, who are you cleansing? What are you cleansing? What is it to cleanse? Forget about cleansing. Try to see the world as it is, an illusion. See your body as part of the illusion. You don't think of yourself as having a healthy body or a sick body or any body at all. Go higher than that. Go beyond it. go beyond everything. Do not limit yourself whatsoever in any way. Let come with me. Do not attach yourself to conditions. Attach yourself to absolute nothing, to zero. Know the truth about yourself. That you are free and liberated right now. Everything will take care of yourself, of itself. Everything will take care of itself if you don't worry about it. Don't concern yourself about it. Everything will work itself out beautifully. In ways that you don't know of. But you must begin the motion. By realizing this world and your body and the universe only exists because you believe you are real as a body. If you didn't feel yourself as a body, nothing would be real to you. But as long as you feel yourself as a body, everything appears real. In other words, it begins with you where you are right now. Do not try to change other conditions. You don't try to change the world. Change yourself. Know the truth about yourself. And then you'll see the world as yourself, perfect and pure.
Would you rather we not tell our friends about you unless it happens spontaneously? Or is it okay to let our mind think it would be nice to tell person X and then tell the person?
Well, as most of you know, I'm not looking for a name or fame or anything. I don't want to set myself up as a teacher or anything else. I'm just here with the people who seem to come here. I'm glad we can hold about 50 people, no more. The rest will have to go away somewhere else. I'm not looking for anything. So why make a big fuss about this? If you do know someone who's really sincere about spiritual life, and you think they're ready for something like this, by all means bring them if you like. But let's go around broadcasting these meetings. For we get so many seekers who come to look, to observe, and then some other day they go somewhere else to look and observe. People run around the world all the time, seeking, trying to find the right thing, the right teacher, the right satsang. And they do this for years and years and years and get nowhere. As you surrender to the self, as you surrender to the satsang, as you let go of all of your motivations, I just let go of all the feelings, the thoughts, the ideas about satsang. And you just come here with an open heart. You will start seeing things happen to you. Many of you have told me how it is with you. But you begin to see reality, you begin to see the truth. The world no longer affects you, no bothers you, no causes you pain. You're making good headway because you're being yourself. You're not thinking about other people, pleasing them or not pleasing them, making them happy or unhappy, we're beginning to know that you're the other people yourself, you are them. And therefore, if you take care of yourself, it will be helped tremendously. And you're all part of the one self. This is how you bring peace into the world, by becoming peaceful, by becoming an embodiment of pure peace. Then wherever you see, you'll see peace. It all begins with you. Leave everything alone. Don't push. Just keep doing what you're doing and everything will take care of itself. That's all, Robin. Thank you.